Piggy.
Here he is. The big pig back again.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, mate. Good?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm so. How are you?
I'm excited, mate. We got a special guest today. I'm very excited.
We do. We have a special guest, friend of the family.
Good friend of the podcast.
Yep, Corey Baker. Corey, how you doing, mate?
Good, thanks, boys. How are we?
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the inner sanctum.
Welcome to the circle of trust.
Yep.
It's an honour.
It's a safe space. It's all right. Safe space.
It's an honour and a privilege. All right, mate. We thought it would be good to get you on part of most of our leagues and part of the general banter over the weekend. So, yeah, if you're happy, we'll jump into a few segments and see what you got.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, beautiful. Before we go any further, Pig, I think a few apologies might be in order.
Yep.
Not
from me.
Not from you.
Maybe from me.
Maybe N. Dacos, apology.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. So, yeah, we made a few big calls in the preseason, as you do, and we're happy to cop our whack.
Sorry, I'm so damn sorry. Pretty much sums it up, doesn't it, Pig?
All right, I'll get into it.
You want to take the reins? Yep.
All right, a couple of weeks ago, we dedicated a whole episode on the big boys, Rucks, and particularly me, I was pretty adamant to say stay away from the big three, which is Maxi Gawn, Jared Witts, and Timmy the Big Muffin English. Man, that's come out and went bang.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolute fall. So Maxi Gawn, 140, Witsy, 140, and English, 134. So on behalf of one half of the footy gods, I'm sorry.
Yep. It hurts, doesn't it, Big? Definitely.
Yep. I went Grundy and I went Marshall, and they barely combined for one score. So, yeah, I'm in a bad place with that.
Yeah, hurts. Really hurts. I've got to apologise for Dacos, Big. You mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't start with him.
Say that again.
Didn't start with him, Pig, and, I've had to bring him in straight away. So apologies to the family for that one.
We accept. Yep. Like, I've got Dacos. Yep. What about you, Corbett? Have you got anything that you want to repent for?
Not starting Dacos either. That's going to hurt.
It's a big one, isn't it? 35 touches, I think he had in the weekend.
37, I reckon he was.
Especially when you're tossing up between him and Tom Stewart.
Yeah, right. Tom Stewart, he's the big one, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to hurt a lot of coaches this week.
Yeah, pretty straightforward trade, though, at least for us or for you and me, Corey.
Yeah, plenty to think about down back, obviously, with Yo out just the day before the season, and then Tommy Stewart, who's was the crown piece of many defences. So I guess it's exciting as well. Plenty of options to pick some other players. So
definitely.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into our first segment. We'll just have a chat about our team scores. So I went in pretty confident. I came out not so confident. I scored 1955. I had Laird as captain. And I was banging on all week to the boys saying they're crazy if they don't have him in the team. And he just failed to fire a shot. And
Disappointing.
Quite honestly, I feel robbed.
Robbed! Right in front of me!
Definitely, Big. Yeah, I was the same. I had Laird. I didn't captain Laird, but I had him in the team. So very underwhelming. 1985 for me, Big. I was pretty happy with that. Drop. So I think I've got the chocolates out of us three, which is good.
I'm sitting fairly in the middle with 1964.
Okay.
So we're pretty close.
So we're all pretty close. I think, did you know what the top scores for the week was?
23-something.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a big one.
It wasn't our friend Abdul, was it?
No, it wasn't Abdul, no.
Okay, no. So.
But it looks like the majority of the scores are around the 20-50 mark around there. So we're not far off the pace, I think.
So they could be a bit of an outlier with a bit of a unique team.
Yeah, they had a weird team.
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right.
So, yeah. But, we're around the mark, Pig.
So the main takeaway, just I think there's a few little nuts and bolts we can tighten up going into the next round.
Yep, I think so.
All right, definitely. Perfect. No worries. Well, on the other side of this little break, we'll get into our prize pigs of our team. So I just want to go over a couple of players in each of our teams that we're really happy with. It doesn't have to be your top score. Could be someone that, you took a risk on and they paid off. So I'll kick it off.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So, no-brainer here, Dacos.
Yeah, of course.
I picked him, great price. I was even a little bit contemplating going Ridley, who I think had a good round anyway. But, yeah, Dacos, unbelievable. 129, 35 touches I've got down here, and at 91%.
Mm.
So, unbelievable.
Yep. It was hard to watch not owning him. It really was.
Yeah, very.
He's just everywhere, and he just wooed himself over the line against the Cats. So
crazy.
Yeah, that's against last year's premiers as well. So yeah,
he looked amazing.
Yeah. So, and then my second player here, like I said, wasn't my highest scorer, but I had Finn Callahan.
Finn Callahan. Yep.
Yeah, I took a risk by putting him in the team the week of, especially at his price, 246, and he ended up with just breaking the ton at 101. Had 25 touches and went at 84%. So with those numbers, he probably could have got higher even, but still ultra impressive. I'm really happy that he made the 100.
Got to be pleased with that, definitely. Who are my prize picks, Piggy? Let's have a look. So
I've left one gentleman there for you.
Have you?
TG, I thought you'd want to.
Yeah, well, I think old Piggy Corey over there might mention him, so I'll leave that. But you mentioned Jordan Ridley. I went with Rids over Dacos at the start of the season, so you know, it didn't hurt me too badly. 107 points. He looked really good. He was basically the last man in defence, you know, floating around and picking off everything. So I'm pretty happy with that. And Ruben Ginby, Pig.
He was great.
Jeez, he looked elite. Yeah, midfield, halfback, 85 points. So for a rookie, we're pretty happy with that. They're my two little prize pigs. What about you, Cor?
Yeah, my first one is Errol Goulden with a 115.
Yeah, great.
He's my favourite player in the game. He's the best kick going around.
Errol Goulden.
I absolutely love watching him.
Yep, great super coach player.
He's going to hit a lot of targets, so I think he's going to be a great scorer for us. Other one will be Tom Green. He is the definition of a pig.
He's unreal.
Yep. No, I thought you'd mention him.
He just fills every stat line now. He's going to start taking more marks, more tackles with that inside mid-time. He's going to be an awesome pick for everyone.
Yep, he looks
super
elite.
Looks super fit, doesn't he? He got to so many contests and split teams apart with his handball also, which is exciting.
Yep. Handball while being tackled was a highlight for me. He was hitting targets with them. So
that's great.
The Clayton Oliver
reminds me a lot of Clayton Oliver. Yes, reminds me of a lot.
He really did. So great pick this year. Those have got Josh Kelly in the team. Maybe you might consider trading to Tom Green. He's a great option, really cheap still as well.
Yeah, I downgraded from Cripps to Green during the week, so I was a bit scared when I seen Cripps go banging on Thursday night's game.
Yes, 120 something.
I'm glad I stuck the course, and Tom Green, the world's his oyster. So
yep,
yeah,
super very impressive. Nah, very good.
All right, well, let's look at players that might be on the chopping block.
A few on this list, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a few, so I've kept it down to two each, if that's okay. Cos, do you want to kick us off, mate? Just two players in your team. I know it's really early, and in fact, they could even be out already with our trades, but, yeah, just two players you're thinking, they're going to go or they're on the chopping block?
Not going to go, but two guys that I want to keep an eye on are Tanner Bruin and Jacob Hopper. Didn't get enough out of them.
Especially Hopper. Hopper was
really underwhelming.
He had the role, but the scoring wasn't there. And Bruin, once Stewart went off, Parfitt came on and took his midfield time. So that's a worry.
Right.
Yeah, the structure was all messed up when Stewart went off and De Koning was in trouble as well. So,
because he actually started quite well on the ball, but then got shifted out to a wing and was horrible.
Yeah, and he looked good early.
He got most
of his points in the first half. So
with the inclusion of Parfitt, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Hopper was a weird one. I didn't check his score mid game. After the game, I was shocked to see it because he looked like he was around it, but he just didn't give us the output. And then especially when you see someone like James Warple at a similar price, but I believe he cracked the ton.
Yeah, I think he might have around 90 something. Around there.
So yeah, plenty to think about. All right, two good options, Piggy. What about yourself?
Chopping block. So Sammy Flanders, Pig.
Yeah, medals.
Yeah, underwhelming.
Stiff, but
yeah, might be a bit harsh, but he didn't really impress me. He had 19 touches and 2 goals, but he scored like 60 points, so didn't get enough out of him.
Pig, it sounds like you might be seeing someone else while you have a current girlfriend. Is that true?
I think you know exactly who I'm seeing.
I think on any other day, Nettie would be one of the solid ones, but I think, someone else is calling
His role, Pig, he's just basically permanent forward. So
Fair call.
Didn't really see the midfield time you want to see. So, with Took back in the team, probably should have suspected that, but that's okay. Who else on the chopping block for me? Obviously, Tommy Stewart had to go. Let's have a look. Yeah, Hopper's one for me as well. Obviously, we've got to be a bit cautious, but Ashcroft was underwhelming, Pig.
Yeah.
I mean, most of Brisbane were, but he was pretty underwhelming to me.
Surely he'll be fine, I think.
I'm happy to, wait.
Obviously, we're waiting and seeing on him, but
What about your Rucks, Pig? What about Royal Marshall, do you think? Is he?
Yeah, he's got to be on the watch list, definitely. 80 points, I mean, up against Big Snags and Luke Jackson, so you maybe give him a little pass mark for that. But
true.
Yeah, he was a little bit underwhelming, definitely.
All right, very good. For myself, I've got someone that I actually sung a song to 2 weeks ago, and now I don't want to ever see again, and that's Big Boy Grundy Boy.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely underwhelming. I took the risk. I sung about him. I backed him in, and yeah, 69. And I was probably completely opposite of what I picked, with Gorney maybe taking more forward time. It looks like Gorney just dominated, and Grundy probably stopped up all the extras. So yeah, I can't have that. I can't have someone scoring 69 in my ruckman. So again, it's early days, but I've left a little bit of money in the bank. I think he's going to be one to go later in the episode. We'll touch on that.
Yep.
And the other one was, this is rough. I just want to put him on notice, and that's Laird, my captain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He scored me a 50. It's just absolutely disgraceful. Yeah, not injured, not tagged. I just have no idea.
Bizarre.
What happened? So
smashed in the midfield.
What did he finish in? 18 touches, 17 touches?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Barely made 20 touches. So yeah, that was really concerning.
Yeah.
Again, if he comes out and gets a 120 this week, I'm obviously not going to move. But if he gets under 100 this week, there's just so many better options.
Well, I think if he doesn't score massive this week, just purely on the break even game, you got to probably move him on and cash in on that money that you're going to lose otherwise.
Didn't have a great first quarter. Didn't have a great second quarter. In fact, I didn't think he had a great game.
Yep, that pretty much sums up his game. He was pretty hard to watch. So
yeah, he was pathetic.
Definitely on the watch list for me. Definitely
great to watch for the non-owners though.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah, I know. There's a special non-owner on this podcast tonight. Would be happy to see me shed a tear for Lairdy. So, yeah, upsetting. But you're on my chopping block, Lairdy, and I live in Adelaide, so I'll come to your house if you score again like that.
We'll find you.
Very good. Let's have a look at a broader look at some of the other big pigs. There's plenty of pigs this week.
Yep, plenty floating around, Piggy.
All right, there were some absolute huge scores. We've all picked out just a couple random ones that we really like. I think
are these not players not in our team? Or
doesn't have. I would say in general. We normally cover the ones in that first segment. So just in general, I'm not sure if anyone will talk about Luke Ryan, but he was the top scorer.
Yeah, all the Freo defenders scored massive.
They went gangbusters, didn't they? So I left a few of them off the list. One I need to talk about, Jason Horne-Francis.
Yeah, go on then. I want to hear it.
Oh, my God.
Can you contain yourself over there? Or
yeah, I'm almost at completion with this guy. He's just, it was amazing. We were there live.
Yeah, we were there. It was really good to watch.
Yeah, we deleted about 30 beers each, so it was a bit foggy. I actually went back and rewatched it because I wanted to get a glimpse of him. But that two-step goal, so he finished with 136, 25 touches, 11 score involvements. He linked everything up, and that one big snagger. So I have to get him in.
He was elite. No, definitely, I like that pig.
Yep, and the other one I picked out because I actually watched most of this game. LDU. Luke Davies Uniacke, massive win for the Kangas against West Coast. First game, Clarko in charge. LDU, he's almost underachieved his first 4 or 5 years in the system. Last year he showed glimpses, but on the weekend he was great. So he scored a 143, 32 touches, 1 goal and 10 clearances. So he was electric. One moment he was on the ground, he got up in the contest and span around and just cleared himself out of a contest. It was unbelievable. So I think he's about 570 off the top of my head. So
550,
There's plenty of
cheap.
There's plenty of value here. So
He was, I believe, was the first or second ranked player in the last 6 rounds last year, Pig.
Okay, that's great.
Definitely hasn't stopped on that momentum. So I really like that pick. Definitely on the watch list for me.
All right, Corey Kernahan, what do you got?
Jordan DeGoey.
Yes.
Sorry, mate. All that extra midfield time, he's a gun. He just finds a footy.
He looked the difference, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah, had the majority of midfield role.
As much as Dacos had it, DeGoey was the game breaker.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. I think he was the X factor, and he's kind of graduated from that perky forward. I think he could have enough fitness to be the next step for Collingwood if they want to win a flag this year.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's been the knock, isn't it? Just his tank, I think, really. Just go through the midfield, but, gee, he looked brilliant. on Friday night. Yeah. And gee, the price is juicy too, $4.68.
I know.
That is
enticing. I don't have the guts to do it, but I think he's a pretty good pick.
Oh, not yet, but if he keeps doing that.
I feel the same way. I'll talk about it, but if he gets 4 or 5 weeks under his belt, then yeah, you have to.
And he's the sort of guy that could definitely get a mid-forward DPP as well throughout the year. So keep an eye on that for sure.
Yeah, I like definitely.
That. Anyone else score?
Another one, Patrick Cripps. His fourth quarter was enormous.
Yes, it was.
If he can, well, we've seen in the past, he can score near on 200. Yep. That's all you have to say about him, really.
He's just a threat. He's just a massive threat wherever he is. So, yeah, I love him. I really do. No sign of a Brownlee hangover. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, he was elite. He actually started off a bit slow. You know, looked like he was a bit off the pace. Obviously missed the preseason game, but his second half was really good. Had 11 or 12 touches.
Into it.
Yeah, definitely. 11 or 12 touches in the last quarter, so really good to watch. Okay, that's good. Two really good picks. What have we got here, Pig? This guy, we were probably a bit disrespectful in the preseason. Stephen Coniglio.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it.
So 143 points. He just absolutely tore the Crows to shreds in the midfield. Was, pure mid all day and was elite. Got heaps of it, and I think he hit the scoreboard too, so...
Yeah, I got that one wrong. He was great.
Yeah, I think we've got to sort of start keeping an eye on him for sure. The other one more pig, Matty Rao, is very high on my radar. 119 points.
Okay, that's great.
But he looked back to his Bulla King best at the contest. So 481, similar sort of price to Dugowie. Definitely have to keep an eye on him. He's a guy that we know can score big.
Rao Owell. Okay, very good. Yeah, there's plenty of big scores, so...
plenty to like, Pig. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? There's so many sort of options presenting themselves, which is good.
We're back. We're back into it. So just a tale of caution, don't jump at shadows either round one. Mm-hmm. There's a few people that will see some big scores and say, okay, we're going to get this guy in. Unless you're going to make a big change, maybe just track him for the next week at least and see if they're going to back their score up. But there's some guys that you look at the score and you go, yeah, they're ready to take the next step, like your Rouse.
Yep.
There's a few younger players.
Nobody you and these guys, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, so we've pretty much covered our teams. We've covered most of the performers and non-performers for the week. What do you reckon, boys? We start talking some trades?
Yep.
I want to trade. Want to trade.
You can just put that for anything this year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no. This is going to be the most important part of the season, Pig, trading.
Yeah, this is the money show, would you say?
As you can see, the... starting teams are pretty similar or across the board. We're not too dissimilar in scores, but the way we trade is going to be the big one this year, I think. What are you thinking, Pig? Early thoughts?
I'm thinking, do I boost or do I not?
Okay. Talk me through it, mate. What are you thinking?
Oh, it's just like everything. It's like, at the end of the night when you're like, just probably one beer and then I'll just won't drink tomorrow. I'll just take it easy. And then you just end up drinking both days. This is how I feel. I'm like, maybe I'll boost this week. I'll probably just trade once next week and... and the next minute I've double boosted and I'm in a safe house. I'm in a watch house trying out. What do you think, like, boys? Should I go through my
score? Yeah, fire away. Yep.
All right. So this is based off the scenario that I'm gonna boost because I like my team. I left 100K plus to play around with what I wanted to do. And then obviously the Jason Horn Francis
siren song.
Yeah, he just called out to me. So... okay, first, this is what I'm planning to do as of right now. I've obviously got the Tom Stewart trade. I'm going to trade Tom Stewart out, and I'm going to bring in Hayden Young.
Wow, okay.
Because I've got Doherty, I've got Dacos. I could go Sicily, but I think I'll almost forego my third trade if that's the case. And I think Sicily and Hayden Young, I don't think I'm going to lose too much value from that if Hayden Young... meets my projection. So he scored 137 on the weekend. He looked great. He's high draft pick. His progression is just trending in the right way. So I've gone Tom Stewart out, Hayden Young in. My second trade was what I wanted to use my money on, and that was my ruck. And Grundy's got to go. So I looked at who I might bring in. I like Snags. I thought he had a good weekend. I'm also looking at Darcy. Darcy Cameron. So I think he was pretty good in his 480. But I am going to lock in the big English muffin.
Yeah, he looked really good too. Can't blame you on that pig.
So I could stop there. That's my two trades. And then I thought, why stop there? I'm still hungry. And I had a little bit of money left over after Tom Stewart. So Ned Flanders, great bloke, stiff to leave the fold. But I've taken Flanders out and I bring in Horn Francis.
Yep. Okay.
Which really strengthens my front six now because I've got Dunkley, Rosie, Taranto, Francis, Sheasel, Philippou.
Yep.
So good. Really happy with
very
that.
Very good.
What do you think? Thoughts, boys? I'm up for the feedback now if you want to really lay the boot in, Cos.
I mean, I've got to say they're really good because I'm doing the exact same thing, apart from the boost, obviously, and the ruck.
Say that again.
I'm not boosting this week, but I'm just doing the two trades, Pig. Stewart out. Actually, I'm not doing Young, sorry. I'm just doing Stewart to Dacos and Flanders to Horn Francis.
I like that, beautiful.
Yep. So, I'm not going to use my boost.
So
we'll keep that in the bank.
You got snags. Corey, who are your two rucks at the moment?
I've got Marshall and English.
Okay, so you had English prior to the round?
I got him at the start of the year.
All right, so I want your advice. You both got two decent options that I'm looking for. You've got Grundy in your team, right? You've got enough money to trade out. Who would you trade in? Would you trade in English? Would you trade in Snags? Would you trade in probably could afford Wits, I think. Maybe I might be a little bit short.
Yeah.
Actually, I could afford Wits if I wanted to. So what do you think, boys?
It's hard to say. I mean, obviously I'm Darcy, but I mean, I think both are great options. Wits is a great option. Yeah.
I think I'd go both over Wits, though.
He's third for me out of those three, even though he went the biggest, but yeah.
After watching last week, I'd be very tempted by Gorn if he could afford it.
Yeah, he's dominated.
He looked great, Gorny.
Did he snag up forward? Did he kick goals up forward?
I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
Oh, I had that queued. I had it queued anyway. So
he kicked two or three snags.
That's what I thought. I was waiting for someone to set me up, guys. Come on.
So, he was a pig at full forward. No, you're right. If you can afford Gorny, it wouldn't be the worst move, I guess. But
he's not going to miss a beat.
You still don't know week to week what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I think I'm going to.
It could be weeks where Grundy has 130 and Gorny has 90. You just don't know.
Well, I've left 40K because I'm thinking, like, bar anything else going wrong, you know, I might even try and bring in Darcy Cameron for Marshall if Darcy Cameron dominates again. And then if Marshall loses a bit and Darcy goes up, I've got that coverage. So
yeah, Cameron's a good option if you want to make a bit of coin. He looked great.
But I definitely want that strong R1, so I'm going to stick with English, I think. So
I think English is a good pick. I think either pick, you can't go wrong, Pig.
All right, Piglet, what do you think? Corey, what are you going to do?
I've got a couple of force trades this week, so I am using a boost as well. I've got Tom Stewart, Josh Kelly, and Liam Jones, who are all going out.
Ooh. Okay, so you got three issues to deal with.
Yeah, it's a great start to the year.
What's the deal with Kelly?
Concussion.
Oh, okay, you're not going to hold him?
Well, with the head knock stuff going around at the moment, who knows how long he'll be.
That's a very good call.
I hate holding players off concussions, Pig, because they're just not right. You know, they're usually not right the first week back as well. It takes them a few weeks to get going again. So
I definitely
like that trade.
If you're middle of the season, your players are averaging 130. It's a story, but who's coming in?
So I'm bringing in James Sicily, Nick Dacos, and Finn Callahan.
Big moves, big moves. I like it.
Bit of a restructure to strengthen up the defence, which has been a bit worse than expected. But I actually quite like it. Finn had a great score, and it's going to make a lot of cash at worst case. So
you've got Doherty already, so you don't have to go to him. So did you consider going to a Ridley or a Young or someone like that?
I did consider, instead of Sicily, going to Ridley and bringing in Horn Francis instead of Callahan. So I just like the security of Sicily there at D1.
Yep. No, good call.
Cool.
And I like Callahan as well. He looks great. He's going to make some nice coin for us, I reckon.
All right, fantastic. Some decent trades here. We're all in a pretty good position.
Plenty to like, yeah.
Hopefully anyone listening that
I think the key is you're both boosting and I'm not. I'll just put that on record now.
That's right, I know you though. You'll end up boosting
nah,
out.
Nah, I'm not gonna boost. No.
I'm saying mid season we'll revisit it.
Maybe.
And, yeah, we'll go on from there. Like I said, I'll have three. Maybe I'll just do trade once next week. We'll see what happens. Next minute, three boosts.
Best laid plans, Fig.
All right, very good. So trades out of the way. I think we're almost at the end of the show. It's a shame we're having so much fun.
Say that again.
I will take a quick breather and we will get into some rookies.
The all-important rooks, Piggy.
Love our little piggies.
So this is the most important part to get right in the first few weeks of the season. So what do we like, Pig? Let's have a look at the rookie report, go through the rooks. Corey, you want to kick us off with some of your rooks?
Well, the big one's Sheasel,
oh yeah. He was immense. You know what was interesting as well? He's lined up on half back.
Yeah, I think Clarko's just already playing mind games.
Yeah, it was interesting to see. Started on a half back and he had about six touches in the first 5 minutes. So
he did mention that during the week or the week before. I think they said he hasn't got a position locked down. They're going to keep, pretty much preserving him, playing in different positions. But you can tell he's all class. Yeah. But 34 touches, it was something about the third or fourth highest disposals on debut.
Most since 91, I think it was, or something. So super impressive. No, good call. I think every coach has to have him in their team. He's going to make some big money. Big money.
Well, I think he was only in about 40% of teams, which is crazy to me.
That surprises me, yeah. I mean, his price is a little bit awkward, but,
Seems got to have him now. Some of the higher price rookies, they've been worth the money this year. I know, Ashcroft is 200K. 50 is not that. That's not the worst thing in like a 10-goal loss. I think he's going to bounce back, but a few of the other ones, the 160s, 170, 180Ks, they end up scoring really high. So it's good to get a nice return for a bit more risk.
Yep. So any other ones you want to mention, Corey? I reckon you might have actually stolen my thunder on that one, but what else you got?
I got another one, bit left field, but yeah, I thought he was great in the weekend, was Bodie Yulin for Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah? Yep. Half back.
He scored at a 65 or so, but watching him actually play, looks like a great footballer, and with a few injuries in their back line at the moment, I think his position's pretty safe for the next few weeks, and I think he might lock it in.
Yeah, that's a good call. We talked about bad boy Bodie the other week, didn't we?
We did mention him.
He slipped under the radar by being an academy player, I believe. He's dual position as well, so 123K defender mid, which is really handy to have. So, yeah, good call.
Very good call. Yep, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he can hold his spot in the team with the likes of Powell and Weller and these guys to come in. But if he keeps doing that, yeah, I don't see why not. He was really good.
Well, it helps him as well that Constable turns it over every time he touches it.
Yeah, so what do you think of him? You think he'll be okay?
I've actually got him written down here, Constable. I want to talk about him because he did score 56, right? Break-even minus 11. He had 26 touches, 23 kicks, and obviously went at about 40%. So, you know, you can go half a glass half full, half empty with that. Obviously, that's not up to scratch, especially up half back. But if he's touched it 26 times and had 23 kicks, you know, if he improves his efficiency up to about 60, 70%, you know, you're looking at hundreds.
That's a big score, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big score. So
absolutely.
So, yeah, obviously you cannot do that off a half back. You can't butcher the ball. But first game off half back, I'm seeing the positives. At 56, I think that's pretty good. I might as well jump into my next one, Piggy.
Yeah, mate, go for it.
Yeah, Ruben Jinbi, you mentioned him before, but
really impressive.
He's everything and more that we expected. It's really good. It's actually a bit of a sliding doors moment because you had Horn Francis, who absolutely dominated. He come over in the Port trade. As part of that, Kangaroos got pick 2 and 3, and pick 2, I believe, was Sheasel. All three is either him or Wardlaw, but Sheasel was a part of that pick. He absolutely dominated, so that's made Kangaroo fans feel a lot better. And as part of the three-way swap, Port's first-round pick, which I believe was 8 or 9, went to West Coast, and they picked Jinbi.
Yep.
So it's three.
So all clubs be pretty happy, really.
Yeah, I think so, really happy. So either way you cut it, all players would be quite happy with who they selected. And I guess in a weird way, even if they never made the trade, they might all have that same trio in a different order. Yeah, so
could have worked out differently. Yeah, that's
so
right.
Jimby 85, so solid down back when we had no Yo and also Stewart going down. So break even minus 23, had 15 touches. So again, there's a bit more of a ceiling if he can get up to 20 touches.
Yep.
Yeah, so wrapped with him.
Yep, had the juicy roll. So yeah, and I really like him. Going to make a lot of coin. Looks like he'll be in the team for as long as he needs to be, unless he hurts himself. So that's really good.
Can I just mention one more? He's not quite a rookie. Connor McKenna returning from Brisbane.
Yes, he can.
He looked great. And yeah, he scored a 93. And so if you had Liam Jones and you don't have the money to really change to someone else, a bit more expensive, I think that's an awesome option.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's a great option, definitely. It is price. He's going to make a bit of coin. Who have I got, Piggy? Cam McKenzie.
Yeah, you have to talk about him.
From the Hawks. He was super impressive. And I know they got smashed, but 93 points backed up his preseason game. I reckon he had 90-odd points in the preseason game too. So majority midfield role, got plenty of it.
A late inclusion for us as well.
Yeah, yeah. He sort of came on into the team late with his performance in the preseason. But, geez, he looks good. He looked right at home at AFL level. So super impressed with him. Who else have I got here, Pig? Let's have a look at the rookies. Lukey Pedler was good, actually. He really impressed me with his ball use. I mean, the role wasn't great. He's up forward for most of it, but he had some really nice moments, Pig. Did some really good things. So he is a rookie that we can keep an eye on for sure. He's got the pedigree. He had pretty highly rated in his draft year. So he really impressed me, definitely.
All right, fantastic. Do you want me to just go?
One more.
Yeah, you're okay.
Philippou. Yeah, we've got to mention Philippou. Obviously, in a lot of teams, he was great. Half forward, you know, sort of role, but got plenty of it. Got involved and looks great at the level. Looks like a really good rookie that we can count on for some cash generation. Any other ones you want to mention, Piggy?
I'll go over some of the ones we missed. Corey, what about yourself? Anyone else you want to talk about?
Nothing's jumping out.
A couple.
Out.
I know Will Phillips, you know, got his late call up. He was a sub and...
He actually looked pretty good when he came on.
Yeah, he looked really good when he came on.
He scored a 65 as a sub, so yeah, definitely got that potential. So if we work our way down the list of maybe the top 10, some we missed. Number four was Cade Chandler. He's got 93,
yep.
123K forward. Yeah, he bobbed up and did a few big things in that game. Liam Henry, price at 202K, 83. Charlie Comden, that's a big one, I think. With the injury to Cherry.
Cherry went down, so he was doing all the ruck work.
Yeah, so I think he's definitely got security, whether it's up forward or yep. ruck. So that's a great option if you're lacking up forward. A couple more here. Oh, I want to talk about Noah Long. He came in early. He came in early last week for me because I seen he played and he was a dual position. He scored a 63 on debut for West Coast. Plenty to like about that. Oliver Hollins on the Thursday night scored a 56, so I think he holds his spot. Your boy, Joshy Goda?
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Yeah, not massive, but I was pretty happy with it.
57, yeah. I think you should be happy. Like, yep. If you wouldn't kick it out of bed,
but
I
even
guess.
Just the score, 57, that's fine, but he looked okay. You know, half back, he was doing some nice things and
yeah,
passed the eye test for me.
Should have captained him. He would have got an extra 14 points than Corey Whitehead, so... Darcy Wilmot, 51 in a pretty tough day. Josh Bruce scored a 50. Did he hurt himself, Josh Bruce? Or
No, I think he copped him maybe a little knock, but he's okay.
Okay,
he's fine.
All right. No worries.
Yeah. But geez, there's a lot of rookies here that are popping out, isn't there?
Yeah, plenty.
Crazy.
Ben King only scored a 19 as well, so I'm glad.
Yeah, definitely an avoid for him.
Yeah, I'm glad people picked him. Yeah, that's about it. So, yeah, there's plenty of options, and we still only early days, so we won't know who's coming in this week. But, geez, if you've got zero scoring rookies at the moment and you're happy with your team, definitely try and get some of these big boys in.
There's plenty of names popping out, so a lot to like, definitely.
All right, very good. Coming to the end of the show. Corey, yes. how did you enjoy your time, mate? Was it good?
Oh, it's been everything I could have hoped for.
you're everything.
Very good on debut, so Corey. Very solid.
Hopefully you can be a bit of a regular guest during the season.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yep.
Been good fun.
Get the trash talk going between you two.
Yeah, I know. Healthy we're pretty rivalry. Tame tonight. I'm thinking we might just turn on Sam. That'd be we'll just see who breaks away from the pack.
Well, I am the hunted this year, Piggy. I did crush you guys last year, so
yep, you are.
Fair enough. I'll cop that.
Yeah, well, I want
to keep on record that Brett came last.
So there
Corey,
it is.
We're just having a few technical difficulties, mate. We're going to have to really cut you off.
There it is.
You're right. Hey, I'm back with a vengeance.
Yep. Big year for all of us, Pig.
Yeah. And Sam's returned this year like Jake Stringer. out of shape and
come on, Pig.
All right, I can't say
that's a bit brutal.
Come on,
it?
You got me. You backed me up against the wall here, boys. I don't know what to do.
Nah, it's a good call. Very good call. I've definitely added a few kegs.
Say that again. I've
definitely added a few kegs, Piggy. That's for sure.
Yeah, I came back
dad,
about
dad bod going.
I came home about 5 kilos heavier from the footy on the weekend. Yeah, so yeah, we
did consume a few things, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a good night.
It was.
All right, so the Patreon's going well, Pig. Do you want to talk about anything on that?
Yep, it's all happening, so this check us out, Patreon Footy Gods.
This week's winners we should probably mention.
Yes, we should mention that, actually. So let me just get that going here.
Yeah, so while Sam's looking at that, the Patreon League was good. First week, it was definitely a week of mixed emotions. So we started with $200. We bet on every game, and we end up with $200 back. So, yeah, we broke even off 9 games, which is it's actually pretty good round one. There's a few teams that shocked us, especially Essendon.
What about Callum Mills, Pig? Can we...
Yeah. So Callum Mills, actually, it was a weird one because the first night, Cripps almost robbed us.
Yes, they tried to rob us with him.
We had Cripps for 25. Then after the game, they went to take one off him. Then they put one back on him. So it took an hour to pay out. So we cheated death on that. And then on the Saturday night, we had Callum Mills in a disposal multi. He made his 20 with about, I know, 5 minutes to go.
Yep.
Didn't pay us out. Thought something's going wrong here. And they robbed us a disposal.
Robbed! Right in front of me!
Yeah. It's really sad times. So, yeah, that would have turned a break-even week into a 150-odd profit. So, yeah, it is what it is, Pig. Well, you know, that's punting for you, isn't it?
To punt on 9 games and come home with your full purse, you know, that's a win in my eyes.
And a chance at much more. So, we'll go again. We'll go big this week, Pig. So, yeah, like I said, the weekly prizes for the Patreon League, we're giving away. Sam Cullen was the top winner this week. So, $30 voucher went to him, so he's pretty stoked with that. AFL.com voucher, the AFL store. And yep. Matt Wilson comes second, so he'll get his $10 AFL voucher. And James Coughlin comes third, he will get his Footy Gods stubby holder in the mail any day now.
Very good.
So pretty good scores. I reckon 20-60 was the Sam Cullen score, so... Not too far from us, Pig, but yeah, took the chocolates this week.
So what that tells me, we've all got a pretty similar team. We're on the same group thing in the league.
You'd think so. Yep.
Yeah, so yep. Pig, is it too late to join the Patreon group league?
No, it's not too late. We've got a cut-off date, yeah. So the start of round three, Pig. So first bounce at round three will be the cut-off. So still plenty of time to get involved with the weekly prizes and obviously end-of-year prizes, big money up for grabs.
All right, and we're just weeks away from receiving the Footy Gods beanie. It's exciting.
Yes,
as well.
So yeah, we're going to have plenty of merch available for the punters. So exciting, Pig. It's all happening.
All right, it's all happening.
We have to get one for Corey.
Yeah, Corey.
Coming on.
We'll sure we can organise some sort of discount depending on how you trick me. All right, boys, big week. Good luck. Good luck with your trades. I'm sure we'll be in amongst each other's companies giving each other shit. So onwards and upwards. Corey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks for coming, mate.
No, thanks for having me on, boys.
Did really well. No worries.
Boys, it's been real. It's been good. It just hasn't been real good.